Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching focusing on living in perilous times was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
I'm telling you, we have one of the greatest gifts in the Holy Spirit. Jesus said that it's actually better for us that He is gone and that the Holy Spirit is here on the inside of you than it is to have Him in His physical body. John chapter 16, verse 7. Most people don't feel that way because we've never taken advantage of what the Holy Spirit offers us and we've never really drawn on that ministry. But you can use the Holy Spirit. You can let the Holy Spirit speak through you. And there's a lot of ways. Speaking in tongues is all I've focused on today, but there is much, much more. There are the gifts of word of wisdom, word of knowledge. I could tell you about how I began to operate in those, and I've grown in the ability to operate in that, and I'm still going to see greater things. But there are many gifts. There's lots of things the Lord's wanting to do. All I've done is just talk about speaking in tongues, but speaking in tongues is one of the greatest gifts that you could ever have. If you don't speak in tongues, it's like charging hell with a water pistol. You receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. And speaking in tongues, to me, is just like flipping a switch. You know, it's just like you have this dynamo on the inside of you, but you don't know how to get it going. You don't know what activates it. You pray and ask God to do something. Man, just flip the switch. Go to praying in tongues. And every time I start to pray in tongues, you know what? If I haven't been focused on God, my natural mind will try and dominate and take my thinking away, and I'll quit speaking in tongues. I'll just get preoccupied with what I'm thinking about. And for me to force myself to speak in tongues, it doesn't take but just 3, 4, 5 minutes. And if I continue to speak in tongues, I have to just not focus on these other distractions and worries and care, and it makes me focus on God. I have to go back to the Scripture, and that's one of the greatest reasons that speaking in tongues is so powerful, is because to persist in it, you have to focus on God. I can guarantee you, you cannot speak in tongues and be thinking about pornography. It will stop you from speaking in tongues. Your mind will take over. You cannot be speaking in tongues and think about the person who's hurt you and what you want to say to them and how you want to hurt them and get back to them. Won't work. For you to speak in tongues, you have to get over into the spirit realm. You have to get into faith. And that's the reason the Bible says in Jude chapter 1, verse 20, "But you, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost," which is talking about speaking in tongues. If you speak in tongues more than just a phrase, a word, if you speak in tongues for any length of time, it forces you to put your mind on God and to get into faith. It forces you to get out of carnal wisdom that is always, always, always going to think speaking in tongues is foolish. Your natural mind will never understand speaking in tongues. It resents something going on that is not being controlled by your mind. And for you to speak in tongues, you've got to move over into the spirit realm. You've got to start giving ascendancy to the Spirit, which is one of the reasons it's so important. It's so powerful. It's like we just looked at a tiny little segment of the ministry of the Holy Spirit here today, but I believe that this is part of what the Scripture is talking about in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, when it says, "Some people have the form of godliness, but deny the power thereof." You receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And the Holy Spirit flows through different gifts. And we've looked at the gift of speaking in tongues. It's powerful. And I tell you, if you aren't functioning and operating in this, then you're denying the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, it really bothers me the way that the body of Christ as a whole presents Christianity. They present Christianity as you've got an insurance policy, your sins are forgiven, and in heaven, heaven's going to be great. When we all get to heaven, what a day that's going to be. But right here in the rough now and now, most of Christianity presents the Christian life as a terrible struggle. And it's just so hard. And oh, you just got to hold on and hold the fort, for I'm coming is a song that we sang in the Baptist church. And it's just a struggle and it's a trial. And they talk about it in terms that it's just so much suffering and stuff. Now, I'm not saying that you don't have problems, but brothers and sisters, I believe God has given us everything it takes to succeed and to prosper. And yes, we're going to have struggles and fights, but that doesn't mean we're going to lose. I believe we can win, and I just really dislike the negative, defeatist attitude that is presented by the majority of the body of Christ, and we're just sick, and would you please pray for me? You got the power of the Holy Ghost, the same power that created the heavens and the earth, that raised Jesus from the dead, living on the inside of you. Quit approaching God as if you are powerless. That's what most people are basically saying. The doctor has said this. Would you please pray for me? They come and they try and make their situation as pitiful as they possibly can so that I'll be moved with pity and really pray hard for them. But I'm just powerless. There's nothing that the doctors can do. There's nothing that I can do. I'm powerless. Well, then you ought to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Oh, well, I have the Holy Spirit. Well, then you aren't powerless. Quit that approach, amen. Quit coming to God as if you don't have any power. Greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. And if you aren't experiencing that and feeling it, I'm not here to condemn you, but I'm here to kick you in the rear, amen, and motivate you and say, you've got the Holy Spirit, use it. Stir yourself up. Paul told Timothy, he says, stir up the gift that is in you, which was given unto you by the laying on of the hands of the presbytery. If you don't stir yourself up, you're going to sink to the bottom. Amen. You need to keep yourself stirred up. And one of the ways of doing it is speaking in tongues. I have compassion, but very little pity on people who are born again, spirit filled, and then acting like, well, I can't cope. I don't know what to do. Man, if I was God, I'd just drop kick you right off the planet. I heard Kenneth Copeland one time say that he was praying and asking God, oh, God, give me more power, more power, more power. And the Lord interrupted him and said, Kenneth, where am I going to go to get any more power? He says, I said all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. And then he turned around and gave it unto us. And he says, I gave you all power. Where am I going to go get any more? God's power is not out there. It's on the inside of us. You have the Holy Spirit. God has given you. The Holy Spirit is one that raised Jesus from the dead. The Holy Spirit is the one that anointed Jesus and enabled him to go and do all of these miracles. And he said, when you receive this power, you also will do the same miracles. We've got the exact same material, the exact same substance, the same anointing, the same power that Jesus had. And we're walking around as if we don't have anything. And we're bombarding heaven, begging God to pour out His Spirit. You know, this is one of my pet peeves. I'm not going to preach on it, but I just can't help but mention this. People are praying for revival and asking God to pour out revival. What's He going to do to cause revival? His power is on the inside of you. It's not up to God to send revival. Revival is inside of you. And if you would stir yourself up and go out and go raise a few people from the dead, you'd have all of the revival that you could handle. If you don't have any power, get the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Go to speaking in tongues. If you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, then quit whining, griping, and complaining. You can't praise God with your thumb in your mouth. Just pull your thumb out of your mouth and go to praising God and building up yourself on your most holy faith. Spend 15 hours praying in tongues and then come back and tell me how you don't have any power and that you don't know what to do. Until you start using what you've got, quit griping and complaining at God. God is faithful. God is not the one who's failed us. We just aren't taking advantage of it. We are limiting the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, we have 90 people that have received the Holy Spirit. If you fully understand and appreciate, and if you start utilizing what you've got, 90 people is enough to shake L.A. 90 people baptized in the Holy Ghost is enough to transform this place if we fully utilized what we've got. And I guarantee you there's thousands and thousands and thousands of people baptized in the Holy Spirit in L.A., but they just aren't using and appropriating what they've got. We need to start taking advantage of it. Hopefully today it's going to stir you up. Amen. Motivate you. Hopefully this will get you to where you aren't content anymore with just saying, oh yeah, I'm Spirit-filled 20 years ago. Hadn't been filled with the Holy Spirit a day since. Man, you need to stir yourself up and get this working. It's up to you. You know, I had a woman come to me this morning that asked, would I help pray that she could draw near to God? I said, I can't pray for that. When you pray, you're asking God to do something. You're acting like God is the one who's far off. God never leaves us nor forsakes us. It's not God's turn to draw near. He's already done that. He's given you everything. The Bible tells us to draw near unto God with a true heart. You're the one that needs to move. I can't make God move you. God doesn't need to move closer to you. God doesn't need to do something. Brothers and sisters, God's given us everything. All things that pertain unto life and godliness are already ours. God has done it. God's equipped us. We have the powerful Holy Spirit that the Old Testament saints never had. They longed for what you and I have. What we have is greater than Moses, greater than Elijah. Look what Moses did without being baptized in the Holy Spirit. We ought to at least be able to live up to Moses' requirements. Man, that's awesome. We just don't know what we've got. Is there anybody here today who does not have the baptism of the Holy Spirit? You know, it would be a sin.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to live through perilous times. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Southern California Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM232 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 4th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 4th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
Let me remind you once again that today is our last day to make the teaching in this set available as a gift. And so please call or write today. And when you request these materials, also please ask someone to pray with you about receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. A lot of people just have heard of this, but they really don't understand the benefit of it, and so they aren't real motivated. If you have understood what I've talked about the last few days, then you ought to be motivated to receive this, something that will allow you to tap into the perfect mind of Christ. So please call the number and request the materials and also receive prayer.